Welcome to our podcast, Navigating the Legal Landscape. I'm your host, a civil law notary, here to guide you through the complexities of the legal system. Today, we will be discussing a variety of topics, from the construction of an affidavit of truth to understanding admiralty law and jurisdiction. Let's get started. In our previous episode, we delved into the clerk's practices and the jurisdiction of modern courts. Today, we will build upon that foundation and explore the power of an affidavit of truth. This legal document is not merely a tool for recording information in real estate records. Instead, it serves as a sworn statement made under oath, asserting facts, evidence, or personal knowledge about a particular matter. It holds significant weight in legal proceedings, making it a powerful tool for anyone navigating the legal system. Creating an effective affidavit of truth involves a step-by-step process. You'll need to gather necessary documents, extract key information, organize and assemble the information logically, explain the components clearly, and affirm the affidavit solemnly. By following these steps, you can construct a compelling document that supports your case and strengthens your position in court. Moving on, let's delve into the world of remedies and the clerk's practices. Remedies are means to enforce rights, prevent wrongs, or seek redress for grievances. They vary depending on the type of court and jurisdiction. Understanding these concepts is vital for anyone dealing with legal matters, as it empowers individuals to navigate the legal landscape effectively. Next, we will explore the complexities of admiralty jurisdiction and criminal proceedings within the legal system. The merging of admiralty and maritime jurisdictions with law and equity jurisdictions has significant implications for modern courts. We will also shed light on the peculiarities of military courts and the use of penal actions in the legal landscape. In the final segment of today's episode, we will delve into the concept of corporate existence and its implications in the legal system. Denying corporate existence is essential to protect against unwanted assumptions and consequences. We will also discuss the importance of conducting thorough research and understanding the nuances of legal language. That's all for today's episode of Navigating the Legal Landscape. We hope you found this information useful and enlightening. Join us next time as we continue to explore the intricacies of the legal system. Until then, stay informed and empowered.
Constructing an Affidavit of Truth, a Comprehensive Guide. Introduction. In this article, we will delve into the process of creating an affidavit of truth, a powerful legal document used to assert facts and evidence in various legal proceedings. We will explore how to compile an effective affidavit by pulling information from different sources and gaining a comprehensive understanding of its components. Before we dive into the details of creating an affidavit, let's briefly recap our previous discussion on the clerk's practices and the jurisdiction of modern courts. Understanding the clerk's practices. Last week, we explored the clerk's practices, focusing on the jurisdiction under which modern courts operate. This understanding is crucial to navigate the legal landscape effectively. By grasping the intricacies of the clerk's practices, we can better comprehend the processes governing the courts and make informed decisions. The power of an affidavit of truth. An affidavit of truth is a legal document used to assert facts, evidence, or personal knowledge about a particular matter. It serves as a sworn statement made under oath, making it admissible as evidence in various legal proceedings. Before we proceed with the creation of an affidavit, let's address some common misconceptions and clarify its purpose. An affidavit of truth is not about recording information in real estate records. Its purpose is to present facts and evidence in court cases or legal disputes. Constructing an effective affidavit. Now, let's dive into the step-by-step process of constructing a powerful and effective affidavit of truth. We will use three main sources to pull information and create a comprehensive document cracking the code, the third edition, abatement at common law, and the affidavit of truth. By combining these sources, we can craft a robust affidavit tailored to our specific case. Step 1, gather necessary documents. Obtain copies of Cracking the Code, the third edition, abatement at common law, the affidavit of truth. Utilize a tool like Abby Fine Reader to convert PDF documents to Word format, saving time and making information extraction easier. Hashtag step 2, extract information. Carefully read and analyze the relevant sections of each document. Extract key points, facts, and legal arguments from each source. Hashtag step 3, organize and assemble. Organize the collected information into clear and coherent sections. Ensure the information flows logically and supports the central purpose of the affidavit. Hashtag step 4, explain the components. Provide a clear explanation of each section of the affidavit and its significance. Demonstrate a deep understanding of the content to strengthen the document's credibility. Hashtag step 5. Affirm the affidavit. Include a solemn affirmation at the end of the document, indicating that the statements made are true and accurate to the best of your knowledge. Conclusion. Creating an affidavit of truth is a powerful tool for anyone navigating the legal system. By skillfully pulling information from various sources and demonstrating a deep understanding of the content, you can construct a compelling document to assert your rights and present evidence effectively. Remember, an affidavit of truth is a sworn statement, and therefore, it holds significant weight in legal proceedings. By following the steps outlined in this guide, you can confidently construct an affidavit that supports your case and strengthens your position in court. Understanding remedies and the clerk's practices. Introduction. In this article, we will delve into two essential aspects of the legal system: remedies and the clerk's practices. We'll explore what remedies mean in legal terms and how they vary depending on the type of court and jurisdiction. Additionally, we will examine the clerk's practices, a crucial document that sheds light on the history and operations of different courts. Understanding these concepts is vital for anyone dealing with legal matters, as it empowers individuals to navigate the legal landscape effectively. Exploring remedies. Remedies play a significant role in the legal system, offering means to enforce rights, prevent wrongs, or seek redress for grievances. Let's dive into the world of remedies and gain a clear understanding of their significance. A remedy is a means of enforcing, preventing, or redressing a wrong through legal or equitable relief. Common remedies include monetary judgments against defendants and court orders to cease wrongful conduct or undo its consequences. Remedies fall somewhere between substance and procedure, distinct from both, but overlapping with both. The type of remedy available often depends on the type of court and jurisdiction involved. Differentiating court types and jurisdictions. Understanding the type of court and its jurisdiction is essential when seeking remedies. Different courts may offer different types of remedies, and knowing these distinctions can significantly impact legal proceedings. Let's explore the various court types and their implications. Hashtag common law courts versus admiralty and equity courts. Common law courts were known for their harshness and rigid application of the law. Equity courts were established to temper the strictness of common law, providing more flexibility and fairness. Admiralty courts focused on maritime and commercial matters, prioritizing profit-making. Hashtag Article 1 courts versus Article 3 courts. Article 1 courts are legislative or territorial courts established by Congress, operating under limited jurisdiction. Article 3 courts are established by the Constitution, dealing with federal cases and controversies. Unraveling the clerk's practices. The clerk's practices document is a valuable resource that provides insights into the history and operations of different courts. Let's delve into its contents to better understand the legal landscape. The clerk's practices document consists of three parts, with the first part focusing on the historical background of courts. It reveals how common law, equity, and admiralty courts vied for power and profit. The document helps identify the use of principles of law in both public and private proceedings. Conclusion. Understanding remedies and the clerk's practices is crucial for anyone navigating the legal system. Remedies provide means for enforcing rights and seeking redress, while knowledge of court types and jurisdictions helps in choosing the most appropriate path for legal matters. The Clerk's Practices document sheds light on the historical evolution of courts and the principles of law governing them. Armed with this knowledge, individuals can make informed decisions and assert their rights effectively in legal proceedings. Diction Exposed: Understanding Admiralty Jurisdiction and Criminal Proceedings. Introduction. In this article, we will delve into the complexities of admiralty jurisdiction and criminal proceedings within the legal system. We will explore the merging of admiralty and maritime jurisdictions with law and equity jurisdictions and its implications for modern courts. Additionally, we will shed light on the peculiarities of military courts and the use of penal actions in the legal landscape. Understanding these aspects is crucial for anyone facing legal challenges or seeking clarity on the intricacies of the legal system. Admiralty and maritime jurisdiction in modern courts. Admiralty and maritime jurisdictions were merged with law and equity jurisdictions in 1966 under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure, resulting in indistinguishable jurisdictions in modern courts. Federal Rules of Civil Procedure govern suits of a civil nature in the United States District Court, where cases are cognizable as cases at law, in equity, or analogously. Admiralty or maritime claims, whether explicitly identified or not, fall under these rules. Admiralty jurisdiction and military courts. Military personnel, upon enlisting in the armed forces, sign enlistment contracts subjecting them to the law of the Code of Military Justice. Military court or court-martial, where military cases are tried, is a legislative criminal court established by Congress to regulate the armed forces. Military court jurisdiction is entirely penal, focusing on punitive and disciplinary actions. Penal actions and criminal proceedings. Penal actions encompass both criminal prosecutions and civil proceedings aimed at recovering penalties from defendants who violate statutes. The term /penal/ is broader than /criminal/, pertaining to any punishment or penalty, and may involve exemplary or vindictive damages. Criminal proceedings in some states may be termed penal actions, revealing civil elements in nature. A closer look at state statutes. State statutes provide valuable insights into the legal system's workings and may inadvertently reveal important information. Imposition of costs in criminal prosecutions and the issuance of liens against the defendant's property indicate elements of debt collection in criminal proceedings. Affidavit of non-corporate existence. Filing an affidavit of non-corporate existence in criminal cases can be crucial, as it may prevent the need to prove the incorporation of corporations mentioned in the indictment. Conclusion. Understanding the intricacies of admiralty jurisdiction, military courts, and penal actions is essential for anyone navigating the legal landscape. The merging of different jurisdictions in modern courts and the nature of military courts reveal the complexities of the legal system. Additionally, exploring state statutes can provide valuable insights and reveal critical elements in legal proceedings. Armed with this knowledge, individuals can better navigate the legal system and assert their rights effectively in any legal challenges they may face. Understanding Admiralty Jurisdiction and the Legal Landscape. Introduction. In this comprehensive article, we will delve into the intricacies of admiralty jurisdiction and its implications for legal proceedings. We will explore the importance of understanding the distinctions between common law, equity, and administrative law. Additionally, we will shed light on the significance of individual status, bankruptcy schemes, and the impact of social security numbers on legal obligations. The significance of admiralty jurisdiction. Admiralty jurisdiction and maritime jurisdictions were merged with law and equity jurisdictions in 1966, leading to indistinguishable jurisdictions in modern courts. Federal rules of civil procedure govern suits of a civil nature, including admiralty or maritime claims, in the United States District Court. Common law, equity, and administrative law. Understanding the differences between common law, equity, and administrative law is crucial for navigating the legal system effectively. Administrative law deals with officers and agencies exercising delegated powers, aiming to protect the public interest, not private rights. The impact of individual status. Clarifying one's status as a live natural man living on the soil of a sovereign state is essential for asserting legal rights. Not being subject to federal admiralty or equity jurisdiction can protect individuals from involuntary servitude. Bankruptcy schemes and Federal Reserve. Refusing to participate in bankruptcy schemes and not giving consent to state or federal governments is crucial to maintain independence from debt obligations. Being party to the national debt through a Social Security number may lead to involuntary servitude. The Equal Footing Doctrine and Corporate Municipal Government. Being subject to a republican form of government under the Equal Footing Doctrine and the Constitution ensures protection from corporate municipal government control. Understanding the distinctions between democracy and martial rule is vital for preserving individual rights. Conclusion. Navigating the legal landscape requires a comprehensive understanding of admiralty jurisdiction, administrative law, and individual status. Being aware of the implications of Social Security numbers and bankruptcy schemes can safeguard individuals from involuntary servitude. By asserting their rights under the Constitution and Equal Footing Doctrine, individuals can protect themselves from corporate government control and preserve their liberties in the legal system. Understanding administrative law and challenging jurisdiction. Introduction. In this comprehensive article, we will explore the nuances of administrative law and its impact on individual rights and jurisdiction. We will delve into the concept of / bill of pains and penalties / and how it affects one's legal status. Additionally, we will discuss the importance of distinguishing between legislative and judicial power and the significance of understanding grammar in legal documents. Administrative law and its implications. Administrative law deals with agencies exercising delegated powers and is concerned with public interest rather than vindicating private rights. Understanding administrative law is crucial for navigating the legal system effectively. The notorious / bill of pains and penalties / The / bill of pains and penalties / is a legislative act that prescribes punishment less severe than capital punishment. It is a concept that raises concerns about individuals being brought before legislative tribunals instead of proper courts of law. Challenging jurisdiction, a special letter to the judge. Providing a heads up to the judge with a special letter can prevent surprising the court and allow for a fair hearing. A well-crafted letter can assert one's knowledge and intent without creating unnecessary conflicts. Judicial versus legislative power. Understanding the distinction between judicial and legislative power is essential for protecting one's fundamental rights. Judicial power involves due process, while legislative power may compel performance based on statutes without proper protection. The significance of grammar in legal documents. Paying attention to grammar in legal documents can reveal critical distinctions, such as capitalization indicating proper nouns. Capitalized terms like / American citizen / before the 14th Amendment have different implications than post-14th Amendment lowercase terms. Asserting unenfranchised status. Declaring oneself as an unenfranchised individual can protect against unwanted jurisdiction and preserve constitutional rights. Being vigilant about preserving individual status is crucial in facing criminal charges or legal proceedings. Conclusion. Understanding administrative law, / bill of pains and penalties, / and the distinction between legislative and judicial power empowers individuals to protect their rights within the legal system. Crafted letters to judges and attention to grammar in legal documents can be potent tools to assert one's status and defend against undesired jurisdiction. By being informed and vigilant, individuals can navigate the legal landscape with confidence and uphold their fundamental rights. Understanding corporate existence and legal procedures. Introduction. In this article, we will explore the concept of corporate existence and its implications in the legal system. We will delve into specific statutes and codes from different states, focusing on criminal procedure laws and debtor-creditor relationships. Additionally, we will emphasize the importance of conducting thorough research and understanding the nuances of legal language. Denial of corporate existence. Some legal procedures allow for the presumption of corporate existence unless specifically denied. Denying corporate existence is essential to protect against unwanted assumptions and consequences. Analyzing state codes, Georgia and Louisiana. Georgia and Louisiana have specific statutes related to criminal procedures and debtor-creditor relationships. Understanding state codes is crucial for navigating legal matters effectively. The significance of affidavits. Affidavits play a vital role in legal proceedings, offering a sworn statement under oath. Filing an affidavit can challenge assumptions and protect one's rights. Reading the law, importance of law libraries. Conducting research in law libraries provides access to in-depth case law and legal interpretations. Relying solely on the internet might not provide the complete picture and context. Understanding debtor and creditor relationships. Debtor and creditor relationships are established by contracts or laws, creating liability for the debtor to pay the creditor. Debt-related laws can have significant implications on one's financial and legal status. The impact of criminal convictions. Criminal convictions may lead to financial obligations, such as court costs and fines. Proper understanding of related laws is crucial to protect one's rights and property. Asserting rights and filing notices. Asserting one's rights and challenging assumptions can be achieved through proper legal procedures. Filing notices and affidavits can serve as effective tools in the legal battle. Conclusion. Understanding the concept of corporate existence and its implications, along with the nuances of state laws and legal language, is vital for anyone facing legal proceedings. Denying corporate existence, conducting thorough research in law libraries, and asserting one's rights through affidavits and notices can provide a strong defense against unwanted assumptions and legal consequences. By equipping oneself with proper knowledge, individuals can navigate the legal landscape with confidence and protect their rights effectively. Unveiling the hidden world of legal procedures. Introduction. In the world of law and legal procedures, there exists a complex web of statutes, codes, and practices that can be overwhelming for individuals unfamiliar with the intricacies of the system. In this article, we will delve into some of the lesser-known aspects of the legal landscape, shedding light on terms like / corporate existence, / fi facies, / and the significance of law libraries. By understanding these elements, we can gain a deeper insight into the workings of the legal system and how it affects individuals. Denying corporate existence, an essential move. Corporate existence may be presumed unless explicitly denied, leading to potential consequences. Denying corporate existence is crucial to safeguard against unwarranted assumptions and liabilities. Fi facies, unraveling the mystery. The term / fi facies / comes from Latin, meaning / you cause to be done. / It refers to a writ of execution that allows the seizure and sale of a defendant's property to satisfy a money judgment. The power of law libraries. Conducting research in law libraries provides access to in-depth case law and legal interpretations. Relying solely on the internet may not provide a comprehensive understanding of legal principles and context. Exploring debtor and creditor relationships. Debtor and creditor relationships arise from contracts or laws, establishing liability for debt repayment. Debt-related laws can have significant implications on financial and legal status.
Consequences of criminal convictions. Criminal convictions may lead to financial obligations, such as court costs and fines. Proper understanding of related laws is crucial to protect one's rights and property. Asserting rights through notices and affidavits. Filing notices and affidavits can challenge assumptions and protect one's rights in legal proceedings. Understanding the significance of these legal documents empowers individuals in their battles. Intervention as third-party interveners. Rule 24 intervention allows those with an interest in the subject matter to intervene in court proceedings. Adequate representation is vital, especially when dealing with questionable legal documents. Unraveling creditors and their bonds. Understanding the verbiage in creditors and their bonds sheds light on legal intricacies. Knowledge of these aspects allows individuals to navigate the legal landscape with confidence. Conclusion. The world of legal procedures can be a daunting and mysterious realm for those not well versed in its language and practices. However, by delving into the nuances of corporate existence, fi facies, law libraries, debtor-creditor relationships, and intervention as third-party interveners, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of the legal system. Armed with this knowledge, they can confidently assert their rights, challenge assumptions, and protect their interests in the face of legal proceedings. Remember, knowledge is power, and a comprehensive grasp of the legal landscape can be a formidable tool for individuals seeking justice and fairness in the legal arena. Understanding the complexities of admiralty law and jurisdiction. Introduction. The world of law and legal procedures is a complex labyrinth, especially when it comes to admiralty law and jurisdiction. In this article, we will explore various aspects of admiralty law, its expansion beyond the seas, and its implications on individuals' rights and freedom. By understanding the underlying principles and procedures, we can gain insight into how to navigate this intricate legal landscape. Unraveling admiralty and commerce. Admiralty law extends beyond the seas and encompasses subject matters related to commerce. Understanding the historical development of admiralty law provides crucial insights into its scope and reach. The role of law libraries. Law libraries are invaluable resources for conducting in-depth research on case law and legal interpretations. Relying on internet sources alone may not provide a comprehensive understanding of complex legal concepts. The significance of corporate existence. Denying corporate existence is essential to protect against unwarranted liabilities and assumptions. Understanding the implications of corporate existence can prevent legal complications in various contexts. Fae facies, a deep dive. Fae facies, derived from Latin, pertains to a writ of execution allowing the seizure and sale of a defendant's property to satisfy a money judgment. Gaining insights into fae facies can help individuals grasp the mechanics of asset seizure. Debtor and creditor relationships. Debtor-creditor relationships arise from contractual agreements and legal obligations. The legal implications of these relationships can significantly impact financial and legal standing. Asserting rights through notices and affidavits. Filing notices and affidavits can challenge assumptions and protect one's rights in legal proceedings. A clear understanding of these legal documents empowers individuals to assert their rights confidently. The role of third-party interveners. Rule 24 intervention allows third parties with vested interests to participate in court proceedings. Adequate representation is vital, particularly when dealing with questionable legal documents. The expansion of admiralty jurisdiction. Admiralty law extends its reach beyond the seas and encompasses commercial matters on land. Awareness of the expansion of admiralty jurisdiction sheds light on its impact on various legal matters. The dangers of social security numbers. Social security numbers can be viewed as evidence of accepting benefits and privileges, potentially compromising one's legal standing. Utilizing CPN numbers or other fictitious entities can be an alternative in legal dealings. Conclusion. The complexities of admiralty law and jurisdiction can be daunting for those not well-versed in legal intricacies. However, by understanding admiralty's historical development, its expansion beyond the seas, and its connection to commercial matters, individuals can navigate the legal landscape with greater confidence. Armed with knowledge about corporate existence, fae facies, debtor-creditor relationships, and the importance of notices and affidavits, individuals can assert their rights and protect their interests effectively. Additionally, recognizing the dangers of social security numbers and exploring alternative legal avenues can provide a way to safeguard one's freedom and rights in the face of legal challenges. Ultimately, educating oneself on the intricacies of admiralty law empowers individuals to stand firm in the pursuit of justice and fairness in the legal realm.